It's drinking water that has brought Morris and I to this stage again after more years than it would take a salmon to return whence it spawned. But you'll notice that neither of us have fish eggs in our bottle of Poland Spring. That's because we're egg-free.
Speak for yourself, Robin.
No, you aren't.
No.
I don't believe it after all these years.
I had steak and eggs at the Red Flame this afternoon.
How many eggs?
Three, I think.
Three eggs?
How many. Three usually, isn't it?
You said that awfully casually. I mean, you know how many, like, three eggs is more than two.
It's just the American way, three eggs, isn't it?
Look at America, Christ. Do you know about that?
We do quite a lot.
Well, do you know they had to, because the spacemen also, they couldn't have bowel movements, so they had those, you know, they had that big, like a condemned man's breakfast. They'd have steak and eggs and orange juice, coffee, toast, eggs, steak and coffee.
All in one.
Yeah, it was a value. Then they'd send them off round the moon for 3 weeks. They'd become egg-bound. Like planes used to get fog-bound. But something else occurred to me, never mind. Oh yeah, you know Graham Chapman?
Yeah.
Well, obviously he's dead.
Oh,
yeah,
know
you know him as well,
no.
Yeah. Give it up for Graham. Apparently when he went to New Zealand, which is something I've only just experimented with and very briefly, Graham Chapman asked for a three-egg omelette, and they made him an omelette with three eggs on top. And I think when you said that at three eggs, it just rang that alarm.
What was the omelette made out of?
I would assume eggs, unless I'm maybe red.
So it's like six eggs.
Okay, yeah, we'll play everything. But we'll play everything in a condensed way, so you're not stuck here forever. So if you don't want to, if this song isn't one you want to hear, just imagine a different one, you know, it could be anything.